April is almost over, so that means we're getting close to school, and we'll tie in some local news here as well. As we know, the primary election is coming up the first week in May, and we do have some school changes in the MCCSE. Not changes per se, but the schedule may be a little different than we're normally used to, but let's just remind everybody, when we kick off Monday, May 2nd, there will be no school that day and on Election Day.
Right. You know, we traditionally have closed schools on Election Day to make the schools available for, as polling sites, and also to secure the safety of our students by not having them in school at the same time. So students will be off on the 2nd and the 3rd, but because we had a couple snow days during the school year, it's kind of hard to believe that. I mean, because we haven't had a lot of snow, but we did have a couple snow days. So we're adding May 23rd and May 24th. On the end of our schedule, when we did it, when we had some free days there, so we've added that to our schedule.
Let me ask you a silly question, because I bet I'm not the only one thinking this. People would say, well, why don't you just go on May 2nd then? Or is that a day you need to set up the polling places and do all that?
Well, we've already scheduled that day. That's a great question. That day's already been scheduled as staff development for our faculty. So they're going to be busy doing things that will take them away from the teaching and learning of our kids.
So that's why.
But that is a big
so anybody who's wondering, right, now you know why.
And when we created the schedule, when we do the three-year calendar, we always leave a few days after the last day of school that are no school days unless we have snow days and we have to add those in. So those were the kinds of things that were advertised ahead of time to folks. So it's really easier to make plans that way than to suddenly take vacation days and change them into school days.
Sue Wanzer and Keith Klein are our guests this morning, and then everybody's back to normal. So Monday, the 2nd of May, Staff Development Day, no class. Tuesday, Election Day, no classes for the MCCSE, and then Wednesday, everything's back to normal,
right,
and everything's wrapped up on the 24th. We can't have any more snow days, can we not, with this forecast?
Better not.
I can't imagine that we. I can't imagine we will.
I would blame Keith for all that. All right, Keith, what else is making news we need to pay attention to?
Sue, let's talk about what we're hearing about the new Here Comes the Bus.
The new app.
Right. The new app is up and running and available for people. They can go to our website at mccse.edu/HCTB, and they can get an idea of what that app is like. There's frequently asked questions section, and explains everything. And basically what it is it's for your computer, your laptop, your tablet, your smartphone, and you can see in real time where your child's bus is. So in climate days, you don't have to stand outside waiting for the bus. You can just take a look at that app and see when it's a few minutes away from your house.
Then you can time it. Mm-hmm. All right. Maria, sprint.
Dad's not walking you over there this morning.
Let's see if you can beat yesterday's time.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing, Sue, is it's free.
Great point.
It's free, and it's a secure app.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a code from the school that you enter, and then you set it up for you and your family, and nobody else can access it to know where you live or what bus your child is on or anything else like that. So it is secure. And for a very, very smaller fee, if you want to add the additional fee, you can get push notifications and emails that will send you different updates.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm putting that on our Facebook page at WGCL Radio. The link will be right there. So, yeah, it's just easy so everybody can pick up and get it, like you mentioned, on your computers, tablets, smartphone, whatever it is. And it's right there, again, at our Facebook page. And it's helpful as well because especially when there's weather, Sue, and hopefully, again, you don't like to have a million snow days, but when it snows, and sometimes when it snows here, it snows 6 inches at a time, and sometimes you got to do this and do that. So it's just a nice resource to have in today's technological world that we live in. These things are just going to be normal as we move on.
Now there's another thing,
and even when it's raining or just cold, not just the snow. You know, you don't have to go outside and just wait for the bus.
Or there's a traffic accident or a tree falls in the road. There's just, people in this day and age, people don't understand when they don't know. They don't get that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not, we know everything now that happens the blink of an eye. Not knowing which gets people.
Just as an example of what you're talking about right now, we've had buses that there have been auto accidents. the buses can't move because traffic's backed up because of the auto accident. All right, so now you'll know your bus is stalled, and as soon as it can get free, it'll be there.
Absolutely.
So you
right.
can watch that. You don't have to stand out on the corner waiting for your child because the bus isn't anywhere near your house yet. So,
and the other beauty of this is the technology that we use with our school buses and that we have been using allows the school corporation to monitor what's happening with buses, speed mm-hmm. of buses. You know, if somebody's going too fast, like Keith said, if there's a problem or if there's an accident, you know, all of that is tracked in real time. So again, the technology that we're using is really helping with all kinds of safety issues as well.
Now, the other thing that's coming up is the foundation that works very closely with the schools raises money, and then money gets chartered into the various schools to help teachers with projects that they otherwise may not be able to afford for their classroom. There's a big fundraising event for the foundation.
Yeah, you know, and that's Golf for Kids, and it's in June. And one of the things that just made me think of it was you have had Steve Bryant on the radio, and
right.
Steve has been a longtime member of our foundation board and contributes an awful lot of his time and his expertise, and he's one of the people working with Golf for Kids. So, but the foundation and that committee is still, they still have available sponsorships for anyone who wants to help with this. You don't have to come out and golf, although if you want to sign up in a team of four or
there
just
you
by
go.
Yourself,
there
they'll
you
put
go.
You on a team, sign up. But if you want to be a sponsor, a whole sponsor, or a beverage cart sponsor or something else, you can contact the foundation because they're still looking for some sponsors. And this will be a great time in June, but wanted to just get the word out that we're still looking for sponsors for that.
The other thing that's going on in the schools is it's now part two of I-STEP Returns. And so a lot of the schools are now doing, and this is the electronic part of I-STEP where the kids are doing it on the computers. So that's now going on, and various schools have various times and days, but this is the last of the
I-STEP. Tis the season, so yeah. Get it done with. Before you know it, you'll be on summer vacation.
Now, Sue, we've talked about this, but do you have any more knowledge about what happens to this year's scores and what happens to the future of how we're going to test our kids?
No, I did talk with Senator Mark Stoops a few weeks ago, and he is now the ranking minority member in the Senate on the Committee on Education. So I know that Mark is going to be in there fighting for us for something that's more common sense, looking at assessment of students and how we use that data, why we use that data, what should be put in place. And I had asked him, I said, why are we even doing this for one more year? You know, we're going to have a pause after this while the General Assembly explores different options. And he just felt like maybe it was something that the legislature, you know, had put in place, so they just wanted to continue it one more year because they wanted one more year of assessment or grades or information. I'm not even sure what they're going to do with it or how they're going to use it. But
is there any time frame where this needs to be decided, or are they just kind of making up the rules as they go along?
Well, you bring up a good point because one of the issues is this new test, whatever it is it going to be ready for next school year?
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
And it doesn't seem, Glass, like there's a time frame. I'm grateful that they at least wanted to take this break and explore what we do with standardized testing and why we do it. But to my knowledge, there's no time frame. They could take a year. They could take 2 years. I don't know. It'll be really interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, and they'll have to, again, come up with something by some time. I guess we'll just all sit here in limbo and wait for them to figure that all out.
And of course, next January will be a new legislature because we'll be having elections in November,
right.
So I don't know how that might affect it, if there'll be new folks, if people will be reelected, if they won't be reelected, if we'll have the same folks in, or what the feelings will be at that point. So it's kind of hard to make the call right now, I think.
Sue Wanzer and Keith Klein both serve on the MCCSC School Board and join us here on Thursday mornings just after 8:05.
And this is the season, Sue, when we start seeing all of the honoring
the awards.
Students and teachers and all of that. So there's a couple of big ones coming up.
And, you know, our favorite for Keith and Sue is the Personal Achievement Banquet, which is coming up this Tuesday, and that's sponsored by the Lions Club in conjunction with our foundation, and that recognizes high school kids who have overcome some really difficult challenges in order to be successful in school, and whoever their nominator is, whether it was an administrator, a counselor, a teacher, that person will introduce the student, and they'll be recognized, and it's always pretty unbelievable to me to hear some of the challenges that kids overcome and their families overcome for the sake of their education. And I know I'm looking forward to it on Tuesday.
And then we'll be honoring teachers at the convention center. That's another big one for us, where we honor teachers that have done remarkable things, and that's one I always look forward to, too.
Heck, before you know it, we'll be talking about graduation, and all that's getting started up and ready to go. So, yeah, it is the season, and great stuff there, too, as we see two North students received prestigious Lilly scholarships as well. Congratulations to Greer King and Brian Emmons for winning all that. All right, Sue, get out there and enjoy the weather. And
I will.
Don't forget, Sue, early voting. It's all over. Now, that's a good question because Keith and I were talking about that earlier, and Marty Hawk told us yesterday there's going to be Sunday early voting. That starts this Sunday, believe it or not, from noon to 6, the 17th to 24th, and May 1st. When was the last time we had Sunday early voting? Is that brand new?
I believe that it is.
That's your homework assignment for next week.
I believe that it is, and thank you for that reminder, because I just looked yesterday, because I haven't early voted yet. So I was
you have plenty of time and opportunity, that's for sure.
I know, I didn't see that, but the county is also opening a second early voting satellite site, and I think maybe it's next weekend that they open.
I think that's right.
Site.
Yeah, so today is Thursday, so today and tomorrow, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., 401 West 7th Street, Saturday, 9 to 6, and then Sunday, noon to 6. So that's your schedule here for the next couple of weeks. And we just wanted to give everybody a reminder on that. We'll catch up with you and Keith next Thursday.
Okie doke. I look forward to it. Thanks for having me on.